This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Deadly shelling has broken out again in disputed Kashmir a day after an Indian pilot captured by Pakistan in its portion of Kashmir was handed back over to India. India says a mother and two children were killed by Pakistani attacks. For its part, Pakistan says Indian military forces have killed one person and injured three. In the absence of achievements at the U.S.-North Korean summit this week, it is still the focus of a lot of attention here in the United States, much of it unwelcome at the White House. The parents of American college student who died days after being released from North Korean captivity have rejected U.S. President Donald Trump's praise of Kim Jong-un and his willingness to accept the dictator's word that he only learned of Otto Warmbier's fate after the fact. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
Fred and Cindy Warmbier are rebuking President Trump after he said yesterday he didn't think Kim Jong-un was aware of their son Otto's alleged mistreatment.
He tells me that he didn't know about it, and I will take him at his word.
The Warmbier said they stayed silent while the president was meeting with Kim in Vietnam, but now must speak out. In a written statement, they say Kim and his evil regime are responsible for Otto's death, and no excuses or lavish praise can change that. Otto Warmbier died 2 years ago after being returned to the U.S. in a vegetative state. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Taliban peace talks are set to resume today in Qatar after a two-day break. The immediate goal is fleshing out details of a draft agreement that both sides are hoping could set the stage for promoting a settlement to the conflict through an all-Afghan peace process. A senior Taliban official tells VOA the withdrawal of all U.S.-led foreign forces from Afghanistan will allow Afghans themselves to peacefully work to end years of hostilities. This is VOA News. U.S.-backed forces are on track to take the last slice of ground held by the Islamic State in Syria. The final assault began just a day after a Syrian Democratic Forces spokesman predicted that the northeast Syrian village of Baghouz would be liberated within a week. The United States unveiled new sanctions against Venezuela. The special representatives for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, announced new visa restrictions on officials aligned with embattled President Nicolas Maduro.
Maduro supporters that abuse or violate human rights, steal from the Venezuelan people, or undermine Venezuela's democracy are not welcome in the United States.
The Trump administration said the sanctions were in response to the Venezuelan military shutdown of opposition-backed efforts to bring aid supplies into the country. The U.S. State Department also revoked the travel visas of 49 Venezuelans it said were responsible for undermining Venezuela's democracy. The measures are part of an effort to pressure Maduro to step down. The United States and dozens of other nations have recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as interim president. As the United States and China work toward a new trade agreement, President Trump is calling on Beijing to lift a series of restrictions and tariffs on American farm products. We get a report from AP's Jackie Quinn.
President Trump made a point of saying that he is asking China to remove tariffs on U.S. farm goods like beef and pork because he says the trade talks between the two countries are moving along nicely. He delayed this month's plan to increase tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese imports. The Trump administration began slapping import taxes on Chinese goods last year to pressure Beijing into changing its trade policies.
That was Jackie Quinn of AP. Thousands of Algerians took to the streets across the country after Friday prayers to protest President Abdelaziz Bouteflika's bid for a fifth term. 82 years old today, Bouteflika suffered a stroke in 2013 and has not been widely seen since. In Algiers, young and old call for a free and democratic Algeria and against Bouteflika's effort to stay in power. He has led the country since 1999. The presidential election is scheduled for April 18th. There has been a political shakeup in Sudan, where President Omar al-Bashir has stepped down as chairman of the ruling party. The National Congress Party, that enjoys a sweeping majority in parliament, made the announcement after weeks of popular protests against Bashir's rule. The party says the leadership role, at least temporarily, goes to Deputy Chairman Ahmed Haroun, and a new president will be chosen at the next general convention, though no date has been set. A crew capsule is on its way to the International Space Station with no crew aboard. The SpaceX Dragon crew atop a Falcon 9 rocket lifted off today from the Florida Kennedy Space Center. Gene Randall, VOA News.